Down in Florida, Floridians are drying out and cleaning up after their fourth hurricane this season, and many wonder how this could happen. Scientists are intrigued by the quadruple whammy. NPR's Christopher Joyce has spent the past 2 days at the Federal National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Max Mayfield runs the Hurricane Center, a concrete slab of a building with firmly secured satellite dishes arrayed across the flat roof. Mayfield says he's never seen a string of hurricanes like this in his career. The last time four hurricanes struck one state in one season was in 1886 in Texas. Is this something the Southeast needs to get used to? Mayfield says no, not four in one season, but there may be more in future years than people are used to.
Well, the 70s, 80s, and early 90s had below normal activity, and starting in 1995, we've had an increase. In fact, from 1995 through 2003, we've had more tropical storms and more hurricanes than any other nine consecutive year period on record.
Mayfield says the increase has not been felt here because most of these hurricanes never made it to shore. Usually there's been a persistent low-pressure system off the eastern U.S. that diverted hurricanes northward and away from the continent. This year, it switched to a high-pressure ridge, as meteorologists call it, and the hurricanes moved in. Some computer models suggest that global warming could spawn more hurricanes, but meteorologists say there's no evidence of that. They say there are many other things going on in the Atlantic and beyond that are much more likely. For example, the Atlantic normally goes through decades-long cycles of warming and cooling. Mayfield says we're likely entering a new, warmer status quo, ripe for Atlantic hurricanes.
Some of the research scientists are saying that will likely last another 10 to 30 years, and that's probably not good news for the United States coastline. But having said that, nobody expects one state like Florida to get hit by four hurricanes again. That's just not going to happen again.
Even if it doesn't, emergency managers are finding themselves stretched to the limit now. Michael Brown, head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says he's been in Florida and the Gulf Coast for most of the last 6 weeks.
As we often forget, these hurricanes have an impact, a severe impact, in inland states too. So I've been in literally Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North and South Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia. All of those states have been affected by these hurricanes.
Brown says FEMA has never been stretched so far for so long. Up to 5,000 people from the agency have been involved. He says FEMA post-hurricane work could continue for another year. As for the future, Brown says these hurricanes have at least woken people up.
For the past 3 or 4 years, I've gone to the National Hurricane Conference and expressed my concern about hurricane amnesia, that people were no longer thinking that the United States could be struck by hurricanes. It hadn't happened in so long. I don't worry about that anymore. I think people understand now what the devastation can be caused by these hurricanes.
That's probably not news to Floridians now digging out from their worst hurricane year ever. The one bit of good news here is that meteorologists say there's no new hurricane on the horizon yet. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Miami.